Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit of America Party Book. Yesterday we went heavy into a Good Friday, and today we're blending Holy Saturday with a tomorrow, the Great Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday. And the title of the show tonight is Resurrections Are Good for the Spirit. We had a resurrection once back in 1776, and we chased the British out. Now the question is, when we have the next resurrection, who are we throwing out this time? Let's see what we got here. Here's from John Bolton. You know John Bolton? He's a pretty savvy State Department guy. I don't trust the State Department, but John Bolton's an exception to the rule. I'm furious about Benghazi. It has been 18 months since the attack on our embassy, and not a single person has been brought to justice. This is a laissez-faire president, man. He leaves everything alone, unless you're Catholic. Yeah, and you're a nun, and you refuse to abide birth control pills. Then they will send the IRS to audit you and take your shawl away. Yeah, we've got a communist government, folks. We got a big communist government. You don't know it yet because nobody has come to take you away. Nobody has labeled you yet. But wait, in time, all will be served. Nothing. It's a disgrace. There's no retaliation. It's a disgrace to the country and those that lost their lives. Aren't you glad you're not living in the Ukraine? And have that big bully on your border and threatening to rape your mother? Well, you don't think they do that? Talk to 2 million German girls who met the Russians in 1945. The only thing we know for certain is nobody... Did you know that Stalin told the troops before going in, his troops, before going into Germany? Do you know what he said? As a morale booster for the troops as they were anticipating going into Germany. He said no Russian would be charged with any crime against a German. And he said the only innocent German were the unborn. And here today we knocked off 4,700 of the unborn. Who's the bigger terrorist? Huh? Are we holier than thou, people? Our nose is so far up in the air, we can't see what's in the bucket. Who do you think is responsible for what happened in Benghazi? I want to know what you think so I can share it with the world. I'm horrified when I think about the fallout from Benghazi. Our enemies know that under... You know, somebody sent me an email and said, because I bitch about Benghazi all the time. They said it was only four. It was only four. How's that? How do you think he'd feel if he was one of the four? If he survived and just had his body full of holes and they were moving him from hospital to hospital and changing his name, how would he feel? Yes, huh? And then they put him in a hospital that has the highest staph infections. And he had to sign an NCND, non-circumvent, a non-disclosure, promising that you wouldn't tell the truth if somebody asked you. Yeah. What a bunch of murderers we got running this government. Oh, and by the way, every time you see Harry Reid, you know what you do? Don't boo him. Moo him. Moo! Moo! If everybody does that, we can all get a chuckle. Every time. Hey, Harry! Moo! You know what? He would flip, man. He would flip. You know what? The senators, the rhinos in the Senate, they don't have the guts to do that. But then any time that Harry gets up and says something, they should all moo him. Moo! It's no coincidence we see Putin invading his neighbors in Syria, clinging to its chemical weapons. Their aggression is direct byproduct of Obama's inept foreign policy that denies American exceptionalism and withdraws American leadership. Mike Savage said that we pulled all the tanks out of Europe. If that's true, Europe's screwed. And you know what? That's a real tempting offer for Putin, you know? After all, Stalin and Hitler, they shared Poland. They could do it again. It's going to be real sad. It's going to be real sad. The Brits and the French think they can handle the Russians. Wasn't it the Brits and the French who thought they could handle the Germans? Yeah. It's going to be interesting. John Bolton. He looks like Teddy Roosevelt. Okay, we're off to an amazing start. This is the Tea Party. Want to hear what the Tea Party's saying? Do you know I have a tea bag with Chuck Schumer's picture on it? It's called Dunkashame. And I got to get a little sound effect so when I hit the hot water, you can hear him scream. And I can rotate who's the culprit on the tea bag. Harry Reid will be going up next. Moo! We're super excited over the kickoff event for the Fighting for Liberty tour. I got to say that those cowpokes out there in Nevada were very gutsy to do what they did because they're dealing with Waco murderers and Ruby Ridge assassins. They have no qualms about hurting Americans. Do you know they kidnapped Elian Gonzalez on Good Friday? Can you believe that? It's unbelievable, man. And what, are they running the Boston Marathon on Easter Sunday? Are they going to run it with crosses? Yeah, oh no, we can't do that. We're secular. I don't know what, secular. Yeah, we came in on the succubus. It's terrible, man. They're really tearing the country down. The only chance we got is in the high schools. The colleges are all communist. They're communist brothels. Yeah, when you got a communist that can stand up in a Catholic university like Georgetown and demand an condom dispenser, you know we're in trouble. You know we've lost our country. When you spend $40,000 for your daughter to get become a business major, and you see her down in New Orleans hanging off the balcony, showing off her udders. You know, you've been had, man. Oh, well, you know, kids will be kids. Yeah, how old's your kid? 40. Yeah, well, could be worse. He could be 26, smoking pot in the basement. Yeah, waiting to come off his insurance. the family insurance. Boy, Obama screwed the family, didn't he? Put the kids on there until they're 26. You know why? Because those kids never would have bought that insurance plan. No kid in his right mind is going to buy that Obamacare. They all feel invincible. They got no aches. They feel fit. So Obama did the right thing. He put them on the, he saddled, to use a cowboy expression. I'm starting to become more like a cowboy when I see the boys riding into Nevada. Yeah, he saddled the family with the bill. How clever he is, isn't it? Well, you know, when you don't have to pay anything, you can be real clever. New comment posted on is Snowden's a Putin puppy. Oh, Snowden is KGB without a doubt. Yeah, I did a comment. He was KGB, and the guy says, we won't believe you till you back it up. And so I went back to him and said, who's we? And then he just came back. He says, I, for one. At least he's honest. I like the guys that call and say they're veterans. And you go, what outfit were you in? Oh, well, I was in the, hello, hello, what outfit were you in? Yeah. Oh, you got a DD-214? What's a DD-214? Yeah, unbelievable, man, unbelievable. So you want to hear late-aching news? The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. The president has al-Qaeda on the run to New York. He knows how to handle Ras Putin. And not only that, his coloring book has red lines in it. Harry Reid is rustling cattle for the Chinese communists. Moo! Hercules Claxton got a blood clot, and who cares how she got it? Never trust a woman with two last names who names her child after a train station. Johnny Big Head Kerry is representing North Vietnam in the Israel peace talks. The Israelis only have to give up Jerusalem so the party of death can look good in the polls. If you're a Democrat and get pregnant, are you allowed to keep the baby? If you like your country, can you keep it? Communist Corps teaches school kids Lincoln freed the vampires. Difference between Democrat and Repuppy when caught stealing. Repuppy says, I did not do it. Demo Camo says, you can't prove it. I just saw the Rhino list of candidates for the presidency, and the only two that have a chance of beating Hillary Clinton or Ken and Barbie. Recent poll of U.S. troops, 99.9% say they would never send Chuck Hagel to get more ammo or carry the wounded to the rear or babysit their children. Yeah, rhinos will match Demo Camo's man for ethnic man. If the Demo Camos put up a black man, they'll put up Colin Powell. If the Demo Camos put up a Latino, they will put up Colin Powell. If the Demo Camos put up a gay guy, they will put up Colin Powell. And if the Demo Camos put up a woman, they will put up Colin Powell. So, tell me this. Why did Social Security order 2 million hollow point bullets? Should I go to their office next week and pick up the check? Or just sit in the park and wait for them to come to me? God bless Nevada, the state that George Soros could not buy. He tried to make them go marijuana, and they refused to do it. And he bribed them with big money, you know, like the money he gives to the Democrat Party, and you know, brings the bags over on the weekend and to the Clintons and the Obamas. Yeah, black sheep, have you any cash? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags trash. One for the master, and one for the dame, and one for the other guy whose name is the same. Yeah, Billy Ratman Clinton. Oh, Brother Billy, he got caught with $450,000. Oh, but when a Democrat gets caught with $450,000, it's a mistake. Yeah, what was the mistake? He got caught. Money, I don't know why the Vignali crime family gave it to you. You should return it right away because it's ill-gotten gains. And Billy returned it right away. And when he seen Mr. Vignali, Mr. Vignali said, "Hey, Billy, you're $50,000 short here." "Oh, I bought some Girl Scout cookies on the way over." "It's okay, Billy. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. We'll just chalk it off." Yeah. Chalk line it off around the body. Every time Harry Reid shows up, the audience should moo him. Think you can get the rhinos in the Senate to do that? God bless that guy who, when Obama opened up his speech, shouted, "You lie." That guy was the bravest man in the world. That guy was like a mosquito on a toothpick going down the river shouting, "Open the drawbridge." Yeah, oh, man. Hot stuff. Okay, we'll go back for a tune. I found a nice tune you might like. Yeah. This is... Should we give you... Yeah, we'll give you Amazing Grace. One of my pet peeves is that the largest champagne contribution to any politician should be $1. And that goes for GE, that goes for Google, that goes for anybody. You want to donate to somebody's campaign, the most you can donate is $1. We don't need to buy TV time for crooks. Let them get a soapbox and let them go out and meet the people. $1 and you'll put an end to a lot of bribery. No lobbyists in Washington. The only lobby should be in a hotel. And that will put an end to a lot of bribery. Who knows? Maybe they'll serve the people for a change. Everybody has their own little bribe niche going on in the money changer temple. Harry Reid's audacity has shone the light on him. Where are the 50 ranches he dry gulched? Who passed the first law that railroaded the people's property? Who was the judge that sold out? Do not allow the communists, formerly Democrats, to pick the killing ground. Go all the way back to the first sin of betrayal. This has been in the making for a long time. You got to go back to square one. And you got to dig, dig, dig. So, what else are we going to talk about? Cover-ups? You want to talk about cover-ups? Guess who's coming out of the closet next? Aren't you tired of all these people coming out of the closet? Yeah. Oh, kudos to the governor of Tennessee. I don't know if he's a Democrat or a Republican, but he just made all colleges in Tennessee free for the first 2 years to anybody that wants to go there. And they said, where are you going to get the money? He says, I'm going to get it from the lotto, like you guys are supposed to be doing. Oh, no, that lotto is a special fund. We don't give that to the schools. We only say we do. Can we see your books? No, you can't see the books. It's none of your business. We'll send Lois Lerner over there to plead the fifth. Yeah. The plan is to use the takeover. Oh, yeah, okay. Guess who's coming out of the closet next? I got five. This gets five hammer and sickles. Six hammer and sickles. With President Obama on the cover of Time magazine. A Time to Destroy the USA. The plan is to use the takeover of Czechoslovakia as the role model for the USA. So says Jimmy from Brooklyn. He also says the Russians and the Chinese have the same goal. They just morph their image. And can a falling wall be a Trojan horse? Welcome to Cover Up Magazine. First, control the media. The New York Crimes, Newsweek, WEAK, Slime Magazine, The Washington Post, Los Angeles Communist Times, The Boston Globe, and add your favorite here. Birdcage liner, that's what I call them. TV propaganda and cover-up stations. NB, hammer and sickle, C. Nothing but communists. AB, hammer and sickle, C. Always be communist. Hammer and sickle, C. BS, communist broadcasting system. MSNB, hammer and sickle, big anti-marine group. That's not the marine ships, that's the U.S. Marine Corps. PBS, the perverted bestiality system. They take rock and roll money and support sick sex. TV brainwashing media. John the Monkey Show. Never trust the guy who bunked with Anthony Weiner. Claudette Colbert, he'll be buried in the Kremlin wall. The Puke, formerly The View. Give me another bag. Communist Comedy Central, betray your mother and your heritage and you get a show. The Communist Academy Awards, Oscar worship of false idols. SNL, Michael Moore, Oliver Stone, communist hate groups, the A, C for Communist Hammer and Sickle, LU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Infiltrated NAA, Hammer and Sickle, P, Infiltrated La Raza, 48 flag burners in the Senate, 125 Viet Congress mice in the House, 70 of which are listed on the Socialist Party website, 125 of flag burners in the House. Communist colleges, pick one. Berkeley, Columbia KGB School, Occidental, Harvard, Yale. Add your favorite here. You can throw in Georgetown and Notre Dame, too. Yeah, I'm fair and impartial. Planned Slaughterhood and government chop shops. In 12 and a third days, we will kill the entire list on the Vietnam Wall in babies. Do the math of 4,700 kids a day nipped in the bud. A flower is not a fetus. A rose by any other communist name is still a rose. Institute for Policy Studies. Islamic groups infiltrated by the Communist Party. Religious groups infiltrated by the Communist Party. Kids' schools destroyed by communist brainwashing. Afro-Leninists, Homo-Leninists, infiltrated unions, Enviro-Leninists, IRS, DOJ, FIB, Pentagon, EPA, CYA, meddlesome communists in home associations that tell you to take your flag down. 16-ounce communists, you know, that the mayor of Bloomingdale just spent $50 million to take your guns away. He says he only wants to do it to the criminals. And if you have more than 16 ounces in your glass, he's going to put you in prison. As a matter of fact, he was while he was in office, he used to do inspections at the train station bathrooms. And he had a 16-ounce beaker. And if you went over, you got a summons. Yeah, this is what happens to billionaires and time on their hands. Politically correct communists, the draft dodgers, the Society for a Broken America, the Democamos who voted God out of the party and then lied about it, the Democamos who voted to invade Libya, the Democamos who gave bin Laden 4 months to escape, the Democamos who left two Navy SEALs who would never leave us to die. What does it matter talk? The Attorney General who packaged the Mark Rich pardon for the President, who allowed China to steal our secrets and gave us 911 in 1993, followed by the fall of the Clinton Towers in 2001. The legalized weed Leninists, they are winning in the schools, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. Marines now hold umbrella for Frank Marshall's protege, while SEAL teams are lost in chopper crashes, phone-ahead ambushes. Never forget, Islam is a religion and a government. The communists can't wait until the last GI is dead to rewrite history. YouTube. You can catch Save the Kids. YouTube, SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. YouTube, Obama gangman style. YouTube, I pledge to thee, boycott NBC. YouTube, flag burners of record. YouTube, thank you, General McChrystal. YouTube, who owns the Senate? YouTube, copy of Benghazi 911 call. YouTube, abortion is murder. YouTube, 911 Danny Boy. YouTube, they coming to America. YouTube, the American pledge. And YouTube, abracadabra, IRS gonna grab ya. And then we have the book, the Spirit of America party book. And it says, take me to the beach. And if you take it to the beach, probably halfway through the book, you'll be digging a foxhole. And as soon as this election is over, we can destroy the U.S. away. Who said that? Very soon, we'll all find out how much freedom of speech we really have. Oh, yeah, that's coming. That is coming. So, having said that, I'm going to re-email this letter to myself. And then we're going to hit a tune. What kind of tune should we do? Let's see if we can find something that makes your day. We'll do a tribute to the America that we love. is good in the eyes of the world. Obama is bad. Putin looks better than Obama to the world. Imagine a KGB agent saying he doesn't spy. Imagine Putin standing up there and saying we don't have the sophistication in spying that the United States has. Well, if he doesn't have it, the Chinese sure do, and they're learning twice as fast as everybody else. They plan to have a colony on the moon this year. That's what they said. Yes, but like Savage said the other night, we're hitching rides with the Russians, and they're charging us $80 million a seat. And Obama just gave him a check for $460 million. Imagine that. We don't do anything anymore. Pretty soon our servants will leave us. Obama has lost the entire Middle East and all of Europe. Where's he going next? How soon before he alienates Japan, Taiwan, and the Philippines? And the only friend we'll have left is North Vietnam, because John Kerry soldiered with them. Be sure to get your Kerry a coloring book, Fun with Hanoi John and Jane. See John run. Yeah, it's reporting for duty. I threw up the day he got on the stage and said that. I threw up all over the place. Oh, boy. You know Brad Pitt's doing a movie, right? Brad Pitt is going to do a movie on General McChrystal. Could you imagine if Lincoln had sacked U.S. Grant? Unbelievable. McChrystal was in charge of the entire war effort in Afghanistan. Everybody was under his control, including NATO troops. He had a lot of responsibility. He had the responsibility for over 100,000 Americans to bring them home safe, to keep them safe in combat. And this president couldn't protect four. And Hillary Clinton hung up the phone on two of them. Yeah. Oh, you don't believe that? Oh, no, I know. I know. You got the spin from, what was the name of that communist organization? The New York Times? The New York Times, who covered up the murder of 10,000 Ukrainians, the starvation of 10 million Ukrainians. They said nothing like that ever happened. And their editor was Walter Duranty. And the Times was in direct contact with Joseph Stalin, getting their next day's editorial reports. Yes. Do not trust the Times. The Times will sell you out. They said that Fidel Castro was the George Washington of Cuba. Yeah, but he didn't cross the Delaware. He only double-crossed his people. And he seized the government for the people. And if they're good tomorrow, they'll get a banana each. And, of course, you know, they have the latest health care down there. They cured Hugo Chavez's cancer. Yeah, Michael Moore should go there and get his SEAL shots. Unbelievable. Communists lie. Democrats are communists. They lie. Bill Clinton, I never took harmonica lessons from that woman. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You know, that's just a sin against the... Which commandment is that? The seventh? I never got up that high. Yeah. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And, of course, you know, Bill, as long as I don't hear about it, we have an open marriage. Yeah, unbelievable, man. And I have Chelsea. Yes, as long as I have Chelsea. Is it time to bring her out for votes? Yeah, the timing could not be better to launch McChrystal. Yeah, Brad Pitt is going to play McChrystal in a movie about a book that the guy who got McChrystal in trouble with an article in the Rolling Stone cost McChrystal his job. No decent president would ever relieve the commander of the entire Afghan war because Somebody in his staff said, "Joe, bite me." And they felt that Obama didn't know what he was doing. And they told the truth to each other in the presence of a Rolling Stone reporter who put, wasn't it Rolling Stone who put the Boston bomber on the front page? Yes, they've got their act together too, haven't they? Yeah, they all hate this country. But you know what? When this country falls, nobody's going to take them in. They will be disposed of with the rest of us. "No, no, I was on your side." Get in the line, please. "No, no, no, I fought for you." Will you please stand close to the wall? YouTube. Thank you, General McChrystal. Yeah, I got a tribute to McChrystal up on YouTube. It says, "Thank you, General McChrystal." And I think Joan Jett sings the words to "I Need a Hero." "Where have all the good men gone? I need a hero." I'll tell you where they're not. They're not in Washington. Those are all money changers down there, sacking the temple. I say that all the politicians should have to go to work dressed as pirates. Unbelievable. Okay, we'll come back for a tune. We'll do American Elvis.
"Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. To that last part. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's fantastic.
Okay. Do you think that this Bundy is the only guy that's being pushed around by the government today and throughout the land? I don't. I think he's one example. And any day they want, they can pass a law and they can take whatever you have for themselves. And they got to be kept in check. And the best way to do that is to shrink the size of government. We can operate on 80% less government. and then maybe we can give the troops a raise so their wives don't have to go on food stamps. So this is from Alan West, a guy who served his country, and they tried to put him in jail for it. And don't forget the boys in Leavenworth that have been singled out for unjust punishment. 10 reasons to vote Democrat in 2014. I'll vote Democrat because I can't wait for college football season to be delayed or canceled because the student athletes are union employees. I'll vote a Democrat because I believe oil company profits of 4% on a gallon of gas are obscene, but the government taxing the same gallon of gas is 15%. I'll vote Democrat because I believe the government will do a better job of spending the money I earn than I would. 7. I'll vote Democrat because freedom of speech is fine as long as nobody is offended by it. 6. I'll vote Democrat because I'm way too irresponsible to own a gun, and I know that my local police are all I need to protect me from murderers and thieves. I am also thankful that we have a 911 service that get police to your home in order to identify your body after a home invasion. Don't forget, they have to go back and get the forms and the chalk. I'll vote a Democrat because I'm not concerned about millions of babies being aborted so long as we keep all death row inmates alive and comfortable. Oh, yes, you have to free all the drug addicts because they don't belong in jail. No. Priests and nuns belong in jail. Yeah. You got a Communist Party running this country, and if you don't know it by now, well, you're never going to know it. I'll vote Democrat because I think illegal aliens have a right to free health care, education, and Social Security benefits, and we should take away the Social Security from those who paid into it. What's the problem with Mexico? These people that are coming here, they're not American citizens. They're Mexican citizens. Their country is Mexico. They fly the Mexican flag. They love Cinco de Mayo. Why are we having to take care of the Mexicans? Isn't the Mexican government responsible for the Mexican people? What's wrong that they have to force, these people are forced to come to this country? Because we need slaves. We can't be paying top dollar. Oh, no? Well, why don't you do the work yourself? Oh, no, I don't do manual labor. Well, you'll do it in the gulag. Yeah, if you survive the first night of torture. I'll vote a Democrat because Mexico's got to take care of the Mexican problem. It's not our problem. I'll vote Democrat because I believe that business should not be allowed to make profits for themselves. They need to break even and give the rest away to the government for redistribution as the Democrats see fit. You see, it's communism, man. These are the communists. And I got to tell you, the way communism works, the man on the top makes all the money and everybody else gets liquidated. I'll vote Democrat because I believe liberal judges who should not be on the bench need to rewrite the Constitution every few days to suit from fringe kooks who never get their agendas past the voters. And the number one reason I'll vote Democrat is I'll vote Democrat because I think it's better to pay billions for oil to people who hate us but not drill our own. This is how helpless we are as a people in the United States. When the government tells you that you can't have your own oil to get your cost of living down and that you're not entitled to that oil, America's lands belong to the American people. And all of the minerals and assets on those lands belong to the American people. And after we reduce the government by 80%, we can then pay off the budget deficit in 1 year by opening up all the mineral rights in this country to the American people. And drill, baby, drill everywhere and anywhere we want to. We can supply Europe with natural gas. We can put Putin out of business. If that's anything we know how to do, we can put you out of business. We learned it from the government and the EPA. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We don't even know it. We're losing our shirts. We don't even know it. Okay. So, want a little crazy little mama?
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
A message for the Democrats.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby, baby. When I come home, baby, my house is dark and my pots are cold. You hanging out with Gene and Joan and a who knows who. I'm getting tired of waiting and fooling around. I'll find somebody who will make me feel like a clown. This can't go on. Lord knows you've got to change, baby, baby. you got to change, baby.
Okay, I believe a lot of people are going to jail, and they are members of the new Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. It's all going to break before November. Fast and furious, Benghazi, missile defense reduction, top military officers purged and replaced with apparatchiks, bribes, payoffs, and drugging the American people. Does anybody know the death count of American troops in Afghanistan? It must be 2,500 by now. The communist media list the casualties as NATO troops to be identified later. Bush lost 461 in Afghanistan in 8 years because he had a better team. Obama got rid of McChrystal, who frontline commanded the entire war zone. Second question, thought for today. Would you want Lindsey Graham judging your son's court-martial? I wouldn't. He looks and sounds too quick to make an example of a private to enhance his career. Just because he talks like a hawk, he flies like a dodo bird. He is snowing the people. John McCain is scary enough. If you want a safe rule of electing anybody, one term per termite. Rotate that crop. Have you seen the presidential and Republican list? The only two people that will make it are Ken and Barbie. The president is commuting sentences for people unjustly punished. Please, President Obama, look into the American vets in Fort Leavenworth. Help them survive. Do not leave them to rot as you did the ones in Benghazi. Three names come to mind who all need their sentences commuted. Lieutenant Michael Behenna, 15 years. He's out on parole after five. Evan Vailor, 15 years, sold out by his commanding officer. Derek Miller, 15 years, all family men. Their families are now on financial death row. It would be in our mutual interest to help these families. Have a prayer for Easter. Okay, we go back for a tune. Let's see what we got. We got 4 minutes left. Up in the morning, out on the job, you want to hear the taxpayer song?
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send down that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. like that lucky old sun. Give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Okay, we're winding down. We'll do a little tribute to all of the troops that are serving tonight all over the world so that we can all sleep with visions of sugar plums and thank them for their service and definitely thank their wives and children for the sacrifice that they're making. And may they be compensated more and more. And we'll also donate this, dedicate this tune to the 4,700 who died in Iraq, the 2,500 who have died in Afghanistan, and to the 3,300 who died at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon. We're up to 10,000 and we haven't even started yet. The bad Muslims intend to hurt us, inflict big wounds. Obama came for 100,000 per building. And they are coming. They are coming for a city. And my guess is it's New York, and that's probably your guess too. And what's really sad, because of the crap that goes on in New York, a lot of people in the country think that New York is a snake pit like a San Francisco. But there are a lot of good New Yorkers, and you got to remember that during World War II, and I know that generation's gone, we were building three ships a day in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I mean, three ships a week in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Everything was made in Brooklyn. I was in Kuwait putting sugar in my coffee, and the sugar packet was made in Brooklyn. And that's good. That's good. When American goods are all over the world, that's great. And if worse comes to worse, we can feed each other. And we definitely can drill our own oil and make our own gasoline. And we got to become more independent, and we all got to go back to work and stop the communists from turning us into little apparatchiks, helpless wonders, wards of the government. They'll be putting us on reservations like the buffalo. So I'm dedicating this tune to all the kids who lost their parent, all the husbands who lost wives, all the wives who lost husbands, all the ones who dream alone tonight. It's a tune by Roy Orbison. He lost his family in a fire, and he lost everything. And so we feel his pain, and we know that this tune makes up for it.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. fall.